Blackstone Audio presents The Broken Shore by Peter Temple. The dedication reads, "To Anita, for the laughter and the loyalty." Cashin walked around the hill, into the wind from the sea. It was cold, late autumn. Last glowing leaves clinging to the liquid ambers and maples his great-grandfather's brother had planted, their surrender close. He loved this time, the morning stillness. Loved it more than spring. The dogs were tiring now, but still hunting the ground. Noses down, taking more time to sniff, less hopeful. Then one picked up a scent, and new life in their legs, they loped in file for the trees, vanished. When he was near the house, the dogs, black as licorice, came out of the trees, stopped, heads up, looked around as if seeing the land for the first time. Explorers. They turned their gaze on him for a while, started down the slope. He walked the last stretch as briskly as he could, and as he put his hand out to the gate, they reached him. Their curly black heads tried to nudge him aside, insisting on entering first, strong back legs pushing. He unlatched the gate. They pushed it open enough to slip in, nose to tail, trotted down the path to the shed door. Both wanted to be first again, stood with tails up, furry scimitars, nose.